Hey folks, Matt Donald here. Subscribe to my Patreon! I don't have anything else to say. Patreon.com/MatthewDonald.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that will surely be smote by God like a velociraptor. My name's Matthew Donald. Each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who will also get smote by God for being on the LG when the rainbow. It's Laura Owsley. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. Happy to be here for as long as I'm here. As long until
God is left.
Right.
Sorry. Not too much.
Until God realizes of like, ooh, this one is straight from the path.
This one's bats for the other team.
I know. How dare she? She looks so straight, too. Like, yeah, you wouldn't even know.
No. I mean, look, to be fair. it wasn't that Jim Gaffigan special where he was like, it's like, he's not against organized religion. He's against people who interpret it. It's like, God says, love everybody. And we're like, got it. He said, kill gay people.
Yeah, that's what he said. So, that's what we all heard.
It's like, God's like, did I stutter? Love everyone.
I know.
Speaking of God, no, I'm just kidding.
Speaking, it's a casual transition there.
Speaking of God, we're talking about, well, actually, no, I need to do a dinosaur-related question. What's one about God? I've actually asked a few God-related dinosaur questions.
Okay.
One of them was like, if you can imagine any dinosaur as Catholic, which one? Oh. I remember that one. And that's when we got into like the whole, I remember because I was with Matt Seibert, I believe, when we talked to this one. It's like, we got into the whole debate on, since Catholicism during communion, do you think it's actually the blood of Christ and the body of Christ rather than just
sure?
So that means it'd have to be a carnivore going into communion there rather than an herbivore for other religion, well, other parts of Christianity.
Interesting.
Because he's actually going to eat Christ.
The obvious answer to that question is Velocipastor.
Well, of course. You've seen that movie, right?
I have not.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I've just seen the memes.
I mean, the memes are the movie, basically.
That's fair. That's always fair.
You've seen the part where it's like, Mom, Dad, and then the car explodes, but just says, inserts fire effects here.
Oh God, there, I appreciate and love a like well done arts film, right?
Yeah.
Matt and I were just talking about the movie Tar that came out,
yes,
what, 2 years ago now?
Yeah, something like that.
But at the same time, I love a bad movie.
Oh, well, that movie's so self-aware. It's like, was that one part where like the hooker that he's with says, I don't know anything about God. And the pastor says, I don't know anything about dinosaurs. Just as seriously.
You know what? Fair. I know just enough about God to BS my way through a conversation. Yeah. Just enough about dinosaurs to BS my way through a conversation.
Really? When is God's birthday?
You know, people say it's December 25th, but right, he was probably born in the spring.
Well, that was Jesus's birthday. What about God's birthday?
Oh, God. Well, see, here's the thing.
The big G.
Jesus is God and God is Jesus.
All right. What about the Holy Spirit, though? Same thing. Yeah.
Same thing. Same okay. Situation.
So December 25th or sometime in April or whatever.
Three separate beings, but are also one whole being.
Yes. Cool. Anyways, that's the dancer for our dinosaur related.
The dinosaur related question you did not ask and we just went off topic.
What is God?
You know, what is God, but dog spelled backwards.
And indeed, may the dog be with you.
It's true.
The dog is with us somewhere.
The dog is with us. She actually was staring at me so much and I was like, what do you want? And then I moved her dog bed into the dining room area that we're recording in. And now she's happy.
Nice. Happy and quiet.
She just wanted to be closer.
Probably going to fart a bit because she was eating a bit early.
Yeah.
So, but she's by you, so it's okay. I don't have to deal with it.
See, I feel like we should switch places.
I suppose. If you insist, I can deal with it. No, the dog we have, Henry, he's not much of a farter. So
no?
Yeah, he's not really much of a licker either. He is a drooler sometimes, though. Mm. So it's not like he's not gross. But
yeah, no, this one, she is so cute. And then her farts are just toxic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I imagine, like, the toxic slime that I assume killed the dinosaurs.
Right. Well, see, how I was going to transition into it was, I was going to say, you know, most plant-eating dinosaurs ate a lot of fiber with their plant diet. So that means they probably had some bad farts. So,
fair, yeah.
So, speaking of plant-eating dinosaurs with presumably bad farts, we're talking about this called Proa. I found this on a random dinosaur generator, and it's just called Proa, and I'm like, okay, cool. What is this?
Proa does not sound like a dinosaur.
It sounds like a race of aliens in one of those dumb sci-fi 4X strategy games. Mm-hmm. It's like you got the Zerg, you got the Protoss, you got the Proa.
Or the like off budget Avatar.
Right.
Like not
blue people Avatar. Blue Avatar. Yeah, you got the Proa and the Navi. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The Proa and one day the Navi and the Proa lived in harmony, but everything changed when the Zerg attacked or something. It means the prow of Val d'Arino. The prow is the pointed shape of its predentary bone, which is the duckbill bone of duckbill dinosaurs. And Val d'Arino is the name of the coal mines where the fossils were first found in Spain. Type it as Iguanodontid, basal hadrosauriform, an ancestor of the duckbills. You know the duckbills, like ducky, you know.
Yeah.
So this one's pre-duckbill, but still kind of similar in body shape.
Okay.
Size 6 to 7 meters, less 20 to 23.5 feet long, 2,000 pounds or 1,000 kilograms, 2,200 pounds. Diet herbivore.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Yes, we're good. So, which means that, like, it's... I've always said that my theory is that plant-eating dinosaurs had worse farts, while meat-eating dinosaurs had worse burps.
Interesting. Why?
Because, like, the bacteria stuck from the meat stuck in their teeth would make their breath and burps smell bad.
So what are you trying to say about vegetarians?
That they have bad farts.
Oh, okay. We're just gonna...
Yeah, I'm just gonna be upfront about it.
You know what?
Are you a vegetarian?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Farts probably smell like roses, then.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I just fart out tulips.
Oh, nice.
All day long.
Ugh, actually, just imagine the petals coming out of your butt. Like,
it's a real stem, mess. You know? Yeah.
I don't need to imagine.
On the bright side, I save so many... dollars on bouquets.
Oh yes, of course.
Like, yeah.
Just fart them out.
I just fart them out.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's somewhat like those Lego bouquets or whatever. It's just unconventional.
Yeah. Anyway. And people wonder why I'm single. Like,
I don't know. I think it's a neat trick,
right? Like.
In the bedroom.
Oh no!
after you're done, just give them a flower.
Yeah. You did great in there, champ. Here you go.
Like, where'd that come from? Like, I'll tell you later. We're not, even though we're at this point.
I'll tell you, like, date six.
Yeah,
like,
even though we're already in the bedroom, let's not get to that. We're not that point.
No. Some things are better left unsaid.
What the hell is this show?
I don't know, but we are talking about
Proa. Time in early Cretaceous, 113 to 111 million years ago.
What?
Location Spain, as I said. Described 2012. Pop culture appearances. I'm sure I can find something of Proa in it. Like, isn't there a whole story about it in the Bible?
You're thinking Noah.
Oh, okay.
But Proa does sound familiar.
Yeah.
Isn't it like, well, okay, so is Proa then like the ancestor to like the snake? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, that's a boa.
Okay.
Isn't it like the name of the band that Xenon went to listen to the Disney Channel original movie about the future?
No, that's Protozoa.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Isn't that no? It's the musical instrument. It's slightly bigger than a violin.
No, it's a viola. Isn't it a type of a European dance?
No, you're thinking the polka.
Okay.
No, what you're thinking of is the car company.
Oh no, that's Toyota.
No. I'm talking about the dinosaur. It's not Toyota. It's
Corona.
Corolla.
Yes, Corolla. Okay. Isn't it a province in Canada?
No, you're thinking Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we got enough jokes. Let's get serious.
Yes. This is an evidence fact-based podcast, yes. First and foremost.
Yes, absolutely. Where we just talked about you farting out tulips.
Yeah. I fart out tulips and am an expert paleontologist.
Oh, that's true. Good to know. Those two things don't usually correlate.
No.
And usually the people who fart out tulips aren't good paleontologists, and yet here you are.
And here I am. I'm just here to prove the world wrong.
They said you couldn't do it.
She can do it all, folks.
Okay, so Pro wasn't really allowed to the DuckBills. Bows far back phylogenetically as Iguanodon. They grew up alongside some absolutely famous and smashing early DuckBill relatives we all know and love, like Lurdosaurus, Theophytalia.
Theophytalia.
Osmocosaurus.
Wait, say that one again.
Osmocosaurus.
That's the Osmosis Jones.
No, you're thinking of Osmosis Jones, yeah.
Yes.
And then Iguana Colossus. That one feels like it's trying to one-up Iguanodon by sounding bigger and cooler. Oh, you're Iguanodon. I'm Iguana Colossus.
No.
Bitch.
It sounds like a bad rapper name.
Yeah. I'm Iguana Colossus, and I'm here to say I've beat Iguanodon in the iguana way, you know.
Honestly, that was not as bad as it could have been.
Well, yeah.
proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. Oh my god, looking through all the relatives of Proa here, it's just full of the most obscure ass dinosaur species, Planicoxa,
Cuckoofeldea. And none three for you, Cuckoo Feldea. Good for you, Cuckoo Feldea.
And none for Gretchen Wieners. Bye. I finally got the reference that we're going for.
Thank you.
Equujubius, Hypsospinus. Who are these guys? Look, I know all my co-hosts have realized this after being a part of the show for so long as you have, but there's too many goddamn dinosaurs.
Honestly, we should do something about that.
Wow, we should kill them. Oh, wait.
Wait.
They're already gone. It's done. That was easy.
We nailed it. Go team.
All right. So, look, I've liked that there's so many dinosaurs. Like, in my Megazord books, every character is a different species because I like throwing in as many dinosaurs as possible. You know, there's a limit, you know? Look, there's some more like Shulong, beryllium. That's not just an element. It's just beryllium. And then Lanjusaurus. There's too many. I'm drowning in dinosaurs.
I mean, isn't that your ideal way to go, though?
That is true.
Yeah.
Drowning in dinosaurs. That is pretty cool. In terms of Proa, though, its full scientific name is Proa valdearenosis.
Wow.
Honoring the Valdearena coal mine in which it was found. You ever met someone with a really short name, but a really, really long last name? That's what makes me think of.
Yeah.
You're like, hi, my name is Matt Idexine Liebenhaber.
I'm, of course, blanking on her first name now, but I went to school with a gal who had one of those one-syllable first names, yeah. Like Sam or something similar, right?
Sam Liebenhaber.
Well, it was Pausekiewicz.
Sam Pausekiewicz?
And, like,
shout out to Sam Pausekiewicz.
Yeah, honestly, like, if you're listening, hey, what's up?
This is not a long last name, but I always had a coworker once where her last name was Rocket.
Rockets?
Like with two T's at the end, but still.
That's fantastic.
And I hope to God Almighty that when she gets married, her husband takes that name.
Honestly.
If you have the chance to be Mr. and Mrs. Rocket and you choose not to take it, how dare you?
I was just having this conversation.
Screw the patriarchy.
Screw the patriarchy. Yeah. First of all, screw the patriarchy. Yes. Second of all.
It's bad for us men, too. Not to be like, well, but actually also men. But like, it's bad for men, too, to be honest.
It's bad for everyone. That was the point of the Barbie movie.
Exactly. I'm sorry. You were saying you were having a conversation with someone.
Oh, no. I was having a conversation with my little brother the other day, and I was asking him of like, so if you were to get married to your current partner or someone else, mm-hmm. would you A, want to change your last name? B, want to hyphenate, or C, if your partner were to take your last name, would that mean anything to you? Would that be like a special gesture? Would you want that? Would you not want that?
Right.
And we kind of had a whole conversation around it. And I was like, I mean, personally, I could never see changing my last name.
You're an Owsley.
I'm an Owsley. Like, yeah. I was born with this last name. I like this last name.
You're born with this last name. You're going to die with this
exactly.
last name.
Exactly. Unless somebody had like a really cool last name.
Like rockets.
Like rockets.
Laura Rockets.
Yeah, or like Almighty.
Laura Almighty.
Like, I would totally rock that.
That's
name.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Like,
oh man. So like I was gonna say something like, I was like, Owsley is a great name. Like if you die getting shot, whatever your last words could be, ow!
Ooh, I have always wanted to go out with a pun.
Like a pre-death joke.
Yeah.
I would like my last words to be a joke.
I've always admired, is it Mercutio?
Yeah.
In Romeo and Juliet, that his last word is, call upon me tomorrow and you'll find yourself a grave man. Like,
or was it Oscar Wilde's last words, or either this wallpaper goes or I go?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. My last words will be, I'll troll my buddy Matt Seivert and be like, tell Matt Seivert that I've always...
Fantastic.
And
yeah,
he spent the last days of his life like, what? You've always bought with me. And he never find it out. And I actually didn't mean anything. I was just trolling him.
I've always thought it would be fun to do something along the lines of like, tell my grand nieces and nephews the money is hidden in the... Like,
so, Proa. Proa is a good name, though. I mean, it's like, isn't it like the name of the villain in the first Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, you're thinking Barbosa.
Okay.
No. What you're thinking of is the Disney movie.
That's Moana.
Moana.
I'm thinking of like the East Asian temple architecture.
You're thinking pagoda.
Okay.
No. What you're thinking of is the type of tree.
Oh, no, that's a ponderosa. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. I'm thinking of maybe it's the volcano that erupted in Southeast Asia.
Oh, Krakatoa. No, what you're thinking of is the type of railing for like houses and stuff.
Oh, isn't that a pergola? Yeah.
Pergola.
No, it's a pergola. Yeah. No, isn't it like a a state in with the north and the south in the U.S.?
No, I think you're thinking Dakota.
Oh yeah, that's right. But anyway, so Proa.
Anyway, Proa. What I like about this dinosaur, prehistoric creature.
Yeah, well, actually, this one is a dinosaur.
Oh
so
my gosh!
This one you don't have to correct.
Dinosaur.
Unlike the manatee relatives, like this dinosaur. So this is actually a dinosaur. So.
Hell yeah! So what I like about this dinosaur is its absolute dump truck ass.
Oh, it's true. It does have a dump truck ass.
Like, there is so much junk in this trunk.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Look at that. That's true. Yeah. With like, yeah. That's because to be fair, that picture crops out the tail, but still, that makes it look even better.
Well, the picture we're referring to is like the first picture when you Google
it. Yeah.
And like,
I might have this as the picture for the episode. Yeah, that's a pretty, that's a rockin' booty.
That's like huge. Like, I'm like, you know what? Good for Proa.
I did do an episode with Lexi Ryan about Podokasaurus, and we're always all about like badonkadonks throughout.
Because I'm all about that bass. That bass. Let's just pretend I sang that song, right?
Like, I like, yeah, big butts.
I mean, you probably won't get copyright sued, right?
No. If it's like 15 seconds or less, I think is the rule. So I can actually play the actual song for 14 and a half seconds, I think, and get away with it. I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, we could find
out.
Quick,
play. What's a famous song that's out now? I can only think of songs from like my childhood. Or
I know. My brain was like play Beethoven's Fifth.
Bad Blood? No, that was like 5 years ago.
Honestly, though, with the Eras Tour, any Taylor Swift,
she's the main character. If anyone could take the role as main character of the world, it's Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift. Like, my God.
She's the protagonist of humanity.
I'm like, I think my favorite thing is watching those like, oh, have you heard the like Taylor Swift conspiracies of like she's only dating Travis Kelce because of the like Taylor Swift jets thing, that like she got in trouble with her like her private jet has like way too much like CO2 emissions, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the reason.
And so now when you Google Taylor Swift jets, instead of seeing the like her bad environmental footprint, you're seeing a picture of her at the Jets.
That sounds like the same workarounds like they Disney only made the movie Frozen, so that when you Google Disney Frozen, you don't find the theory about the frozen head. You find the movie Frozen.
But to be fair, I'd believe the one about Taylor Swift before I believe the one about Disney's head.
Yeah, I could say that. The conspiracy theory I believe is the one about the mattress stores.
Fair.
I believe that one, I think. I don't know. I haven't bought a mattress. I bought a mattress a couple years ago. Before that, I think it was at least 15 years since I bought a mattress.
Yeah.
I'm 32 years old, and I've bought maybe 3 or 4 mattresses in my entire life. How are those stores still in business? I mean, to be fair, maybe I'm buying way too few mattresses.
Yeah, well, I mean, my I've spent a lot of time back at my parents' house this year, and that mattress was given to us by my grandparents when we moved back from Albania when I was 4.
Oh, so that's the mattress you still use.
I'm 29, so yeah, it's 25 years
old.
You
bought 0 mattresses.
I bought one mattress. Oh, you bought my own mattress in my own house. Okay, right? Yes.
And then you inherited that mattress. Okay.
Yeah, and that mattress has just been around in my parents' house. But anytime I go home, that's my bed.
Gotcha.
And you know, my brother rightfully will complain that there's not a bed for him anymore, so he has to sleep on a blow-up mattress. And I'm like, I understand, and that sucks. And my bed is 25 years old.
I was going to say, at that point, it's like, how many bed bugs are in there? How flattened is it? Like, how deflated is it?
It's not like deflated. It's like stiff as a board.
Okay. It's Speaking of stiff as a board, pro as tail, right? Like, and it's dump truck ass. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I lived in Spain. I guess I lived alongside a Concavenator. You know. Actually, no, it didn't. Concavenator was earlier, but that's a dinosaur that's starting to grow more in popularity. It's known for like a It's a meat eater that has like this weird hump thing on its back that's very weird. It's at a weird place. It looks odd.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, it's on its hips.
Oh, like a tutu.
Like, yeah. Ooh, like a tutu.
Like the Jetson skirts.
Oh yeah. But yeah, no, it's been appearing in more pop culture. It's in Jurassic World Evolution now, and so the video game, and you can put it in your zoo. It's weird. What is this thing?
I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've already done an episode on it. So. But people have made a conspiracy theory about it compared to Ichthyovenator, which is another dinosaur. Hold on, let me show you. And you can see why people have been putting these two together, because it's like a Spinosaurus, except has a divot in its sail right where Concavenator's right. And so it's like they're puzzle pieces.
That's it.
That's yeah.
As an expert paleontologist, I approve this message.
Indeed. All right. So as an expert paleontologist, let's give your informed opinion of what to rate Proa. Is it Proa or is it Corolla? Is it Corona? I don't know.
See, I rate it about, I'd say 50 half rhymes.
50 half rhymes. Okay, cool. I get that. I probably rate like a 10 million. That's like, its name is the only thing that's funny about it.
That's fair. Not its dump truck ass.
You know, I mean, like, it's like a herd of Proa. It's like a herd of Zibby. You remember Zibby?
Ah, Zibby. I still say Zibby. It's a fun word.
Like Zibby. And it's like, and you have to really be quick between that Z and B because there's no I in the middle. Zibby.
Zibby. Zip, zip, zip.
Anyways, I rate Proa as well as 10 million, 5.
Perfect.
That's it for this week.
Perfect episode.
You know, I was listening to this thing about how to make your podcast more popular, and a lot of stuff is like things I do. It's like, but also like promote your stuff, go to other places. And then, but one of the things is like try to stay on track. I'm like, well, I'm doomed.
Oh, no.
This show is never going to be popular.
Oh, no.
But I'd like to think that people who are listening because of the sidetrack.
I think so, hopefully.
Because, like, if not.
Maybe they're listening for me to just keep calling this dinosaur a dump truck ass.
Yeah. I rate it 5 dump truck asses as well as 5
and 10 million.
And 10 million, yeah. 3 ratings. Wow, Proa does not deserve that. That's it for this week. If you want to get all the show, you can contact me at paleobitespodcast@gmail.com, paleobitespod on Twitter, and paleobitespodcast on Instagram. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Thespian Laura, T-H-E-S-P-I-A-N-L-A-U-R-A. I'm on Instagram, TikTok.
Oh, that's right, TikTok. Yeah, Matthew Donald 64 there. How many followers do you have? Do you have 100 yet despite having zero?
No.
Despite having zero videos? So, you're getting closer though, right?
I'm closer every day. So yeah. My goal is that I'll have zero videos on TikTok and 100 TikTok followers.
And you're like at 80 something now or something?
Something like that. Even a little bit less.
Yeah, but once you get to 100, maybe you can post one video and then just that's it.
That's
or maybe
it.
Just see how far you can go.
Yeah. But like, how iconic would it be to come up with like the most perfect viral video?
Yeah.
And then be one.
I mean, look, the videos we send each other, they're hit and miss sometimes, but they're fun.
Yeah.
There's been a few of like, maybe she'd like this. Oh, she didn't. Oh, maybe she'd like this. Oh, she did.
She did. I think my favorite is the video that's the podcasters, the fake podcasters.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, hear me out. PP.
Oh, yes.
But moreover, poop.
Right, and I sent you that, and you're like, you're actually the third person to have sent me that.
So good.
I need to show you a TikTok I did real quick after this episode. It was pretty stupid. Most pretty stupid. Anyways, so a book series, Amazon Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. No Proa in it. I had not heard of Proa. Plus, I don't know how I'd fit it. It's just, it feels weird. It's like, when I have characters, I usually make them somewhat famous-ish dinosaurs, or like dinosaurs you could believe are real. Like, I mean, if you've never heard of it, like Diabloceratops. You've never heard of Diabloceratops, I presume.
No,
but you could believe it's real because it ends in ceratops.
Sure.
So it's like, it's just what I haven't heard of. So, but Proa, I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't it Rocky's last name?
You're thinking Balboa.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway.
And that's it for this week. Say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, breakfast bar that you eat sometimes to get protein.
You're thinking granola. No, you're thinking of the star thing.
Oh, the star thing. Supernova. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.